Here we are. We learned last week the halacha, the Magen Avraham brings down similar mitzvahs that, Again, the Magen Avraham brings down in similar mitzvahs, we were learning that a cotton should not write tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch paskens, the cotton should not write tefillin. The Magen Avraham is meisif on that, that even a Ben Yugimel, cotton shagil, chal shnoisav, cotton that reaches bar mitzvah should not write, a boy should not write tefillin. The reason is, the Magen Avraham learns in the Sugya Nida, the Ikkar Shir Galdus is bringing to Simanim, having Shtei Sairis. And the Magen Avraham learns that this is called Chazaka D'Rava. And this Chazaka, that cotton shagil, chal shnoisav, Chazaka Shehevi Shtei Sairis, is only for dinim derabanan, not for dinim deraisa. And mela, to write tefillin is din deraisa, but not simich of chazaka derava to write tefillin. He has to actually bring shtei sairis, so like the pesukim say, it should be nisman lezakena. If his beard grows in, then we know he brought shtei sairis lamato also, he brought some on him. But kozman, he's not nisman lezakena, we should not be simich that every 13-year-old boy brought shtei sairis for dinim derabanan. And we learned this week, we spoke over the Kivega sheet, a little bit different. But Al-Kaponim, this is pretty clear, according to, this seems to be Dava Pasha, according to Magen Avraham and to Kivega, that you need to be a Godel Mamish with Shtei Sairis in order to write tefillin. I just wanted to say, there's the Santa sheet from the Nedib Yehuda. Nedib Yehuda has a Chiddush a little different. Nedib Yehuda says like this, what's the whole Maka that a cotton cannot write tefillin? The Yehuda says the Mokka is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Heim Beis. The Gemara says, the Gemara is a Joshua, the Pasuk says, Ukshatim Chasavtim. And the Gemara is Makish, Kshira Tekshiva, that only Misha Yeshna Bekshira, Yeshna Bekshiva. Misha Ena Bekshira, Ena Bekshiva. Only someone who's Mechuyiv in Kshira, someone who's Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah Tefillin, he's able to write Tefillin. And the Gemara is a Mait from that, an Akkum, a Goy, the Gemara is a Mait from that, an Eved Isha, because it's a Mitzvah Seishas Mangroma. They're not Mechuyiv in Tefillin, and they cannot write Tefillin. The Gemara is even Mamayit, a Min and a Mumma, and a Masa, people who are Perik all and they don't put on tefillin. Even though they're Mechuyiv to the Tshuva and put on tefillin, but if they're Perik all, Rechman Tzlan, and they don't put on tefillin, they're not Bechal Kshira, they're not Bechal Ksiva, they cannot write tefillin. Al Gaponim, this Gemara is the Makkah that a cotton cannot write tefillin, because since a cotton is Potam in a Mitzvah, he's not Mechuyiv in Kshira. Misheshna Bekshira, Yeshna Bekshiva. Misheshna Bekshira, Yeshna Bekshiva. Someone that's not Bechal. And the pastor of tefillin, he cannot write tefillin. Of the Nedib Yehuda, the Madut and Yonah, the Menalaf, he has Zayed Santa Kasha, Merdeg Kasha. In fact, in the Nedib Yehuda, there's a Mishnah in Gittin, Daf Yigimel. The Mishnah says that Akum Shishochat Shchitosi Nevela. If a goy shechs, Nachi Shishochat Shchitosi Nevela. If a goy shechs, his Shchita is Nevela. And it's the Sant, this Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't say the reason. But if you call a Mishnah like this, you would have, the Gemara would say, Ebraisim, Enolon, or Shenema, we would have a Pasuk. There's no way in Shas does it explain what the reason is why a Goy cannot Shech. If a Goy Shechs properly, someone watches him and he Shechs properly, there's no mistake in the Shechita, it's not good. How do we know it's not good? So that's the Rishayim talk about it. The Rishayim say, even though the Gemara doesn't say the reason, it must be going back from a Pasuk. So the Rambam says, the Pasuk is, the pasuk in Kisisa, the pasuk says, "Pentichres bris niyeshiv haaretz, v'zonachere lahayim, v'zavchon lahayim, b'karolcha v'chatam zevchay." The pasuk says, "You should." When the Yidden went to Yisrael, the Torah says, "You should not be kares bris with the goyim that live there. Don't get close with them, because what will happen if you kares bris? If you make a treaty, if you get close with the goyim, v'zonachere lahayim, you're gonna rechman tzchas shalom dina v'dizara, v'zavchon lahayim, they're gonna mamash dina v'dizara, b'karolcha v'chatam zevchay, and the goy will call you and you'll eat from his shechita." So Dr. Rambam, we see the Torah is warning you not to eat from the goy's shechita. That shechita is no good. That's what the Torah is worried about. Don't get close to the goy, or else they're going to invite you over for dinner. You can eat from a shechita, and you can eat nevela. Vaistoys, that what a goy shechs cannot be kosher, will be nevela. That's how the Rambam learns. That's the mocker for this halacha. The Rosh, first Pergachulim, Simen Hei, it's a little bit before the Mishnah, but the Rosh asks a kasha in this Rambam. He says, if that's the whole mokka, it's not so muchach. Because the Rosh says, I would learn this pasuk itself, but Karucha, Bachatam Zivcha, might be talking about Shechitas of Avodah Zarah. Maybe it's a continuation of the beginning of the pasuk. The whole pasuk is telling you don't get close to the goyim because then you'll get involved with the avodah zarah. Maybe that means you'll eat from what he shechs for avodah zarah. But how do you know that what a goy shechs not for avodah zarah and he does it properly, how do you know it's not good? The Rosh says this is not the pasuk. So the Rosh brings a different pasuk. The Rosh says the pasuk is there's another pasuk is. That's what Rashi is asking. If you would know that he didn't shecht avodah zarah, let's say he said straight. I guess he said while he shechting, he said straight out. Oh, let's say well. Right. This is this Gemara Gittin. The Chaf Gimel something similar to that. The Akam Daita Nafshi of it. When a guy writes a get, you tell him to, he does it for his own reasons, he doesn't do the get in Lashmad. You're right, that's a little bit hard to understand, but Pashut.
So was that? So was that? That's, the Pashut still comes to say that.
So he's not Nafkamina or Maisa?
Yeah, it could be.
But the Gemara's but we have a Mishnah telling you that the Shechit isn't available. Actually, this isn't, again, the Gia Dakamar, Dachav Gimel, but There is a kash d'achrenim es, which might answer this. Also, they say that if the guy would say out loud, "I am not shechting for avodah zarah," then we have a cloud dvarim shebalevi in the dvarim. So while he's shechting, he says, "I'm not doing this for avodah zarah." So we would say dvarim shebalevi, even though he might be thinking for avodah zarah, but it's he said he's not doing for avodah zarah, so that would be not for avodah zarah. Number b'teretz. But Akaponim, the Rosh wants to say a different pasuk. The Rosh says that the mokah that shechitas akum is nevela is because the Torah says v'zavachta v'achalta. And we dashin, the Rosh says the Joshua would be mi sheishna bezvicha yeshna ba'achila. Someone that is roid, who is muzin, the pasha of shechit, the muzin, the pasha of nevela, he can shech. So his shechit you could eat from. V'zavachta v'achalta tells you the only people that you can eat from is the people that are muzin themselves in shechit and nevela. Lafuki a guy who's not muzin in nevela. And there's a Taisus in Chulin, Bemes Gimel Beis also says that Joshua, also mentions this Joshua, this Vachta Vachalta. He also wants like the Rosh. So, effectively, Rabbi Yehuda, Moedig Akash, effectively, Rabbi Yehuda, the din is a cotton, the etzim, is a lot of shech. The first mission of Chulin says, Chachinga, a cotton, shana shech, the Mishnah says, Chulin shech, the chem raim, my son, shechasan ksheir. If a cotton shechs and somebody watches him and he sees that he shechted properly, he didn't do she address Chalav, a gram vika, he shechted properly, his shechit is kosher. So, effectively, Behuda, why don't we say, just same way with Mamayit, we say a guy cannot shecht, he's not b'chal v'zvachta v'chalta. Let's say also a cotton cannot shecht. How come a cotton can't shecht? And he asked the kasha from our sugya in Gittin. How come by tefillin we say k'shatem v'chasavtem? Mishin shne b'kshir, yeshne b'ksiva, and that comes to exclude a cotton. A cotton is not mitzvah in the mitzvah of k'shir, and he cannot do k'siva. Why don't we say the same thing by according to this rasha? V'zvachta v'chalta, zamar yedig kasha. According to the Rosh and Taisus, according to Taisus and the Rosh, how do we know a guy cannot shecht? Because it says v'zvachta v'chalta. Mi sheishna b'zvicha yeshna b'achina. So the Rosh is that someone who's roi, actually the Rosh is mishu bazvicha chom zivchoi. That's the Rosh and the Rosh. It's a similar Rosh. Someone who's in the pasha of zvicha, that he's muza on the vela, that he has a mitzvah to shecht, he has to shecht in order to be able to eat, his shechit you can eat from. And from that we exclude a guy, an akum. Right. But we don't exclude a cotton. Effectively, why not? A cotton, the Mishnah says, but the Mishnah only says, Shechit is akum is nevela. But the Mishnah, that phase in Chulin says that a cotton, you just can't trust the cotton. But if somebody washed him shecht and saw they shecht properly, then you can't eat from a shechit. The cotton is not nismayit. But a cotton is not in a chayr is not mitzvah. The same way he's not mitzvah in Finland, he's not mitzvah in nevein l'shchita. Oh, so you're probably thinking what the Nebi Yehuda, the first one's the answer is that we have a machlokes about cotton and nevein bezem mitzvah l'afrishay. If a cotton is in nevein, it's bezem mechuyev to stop it. So if you would say cotton and nevein bezem mitzvah l'afrishay, we have to stop it from being nevein. So that would be the teretz. The cotton is b'chal the pasha of nevein. And Shechit Minagei of that we have to stop him from eating it. But the Nehru Yehuda says, the Maisa, we don't pass along like that. We pass in Kotlin Echon Nevelas Ein Bezim Sivan Afishay. It's not such a lacha. You see a Kotlin eating Nevelas, you're not Mechiv to stop him. No one's Mechiv to stop him. Ah, so that's what he's going to say next. Then he brings down another Pasha Teretz to be benegated in a Svi B'Yadayim L'Katan. Svi B'Yadayim in Issa L'Katan. There's a Sugi in Yivam Esnaf Kifidang and other places, Pasha Sechilim, you're not going to give a cotton Nevela to eat. Okay, that would also be the Teretz. That's why a cotton is Bechal the Pasha of Nevela, because we're not going to give him, physically Nevela to eat. Mashenkin Tefillin, there's no din to give a cotton Tefillin. That'll be the Teretz. That's why we're not Mamayat cotton from Bezvachta Vachata. But the Nevi Yehuda says, this is not a perfect Teretz, because it's really not so posh if that's the rice or not. And he's very mired, he goes to the whole sugi of Dafkofi Dalet, if the Issa of Svibi Daim Lakotan, the Issa to give a cotton to eat Nevela, is that the rice Durabonon? If it's only Durabonon, then you can't say that's in the Joshua Duraisa. So back to Akasha, why aren't we Mamayat from Bezvachta Vachata a cotton also, that he should not be, since he's not in the Pasha Nevela. So the Nebi Huda wants to say, the Teretz would be, if you take a hold that way, that Svibidayim to a cotton is only Rabbanon, the Teretz would be Mishum Chinuch. But Chinuch for sure is a mitzvah to be Machanach. A father Zicha has a mitzvah to be Machanach, his son, to eat kosher, not to eat Nevela. And we bought, the Vat is a din Chinuch, and that's where the cotton is in the Pasha of Nevela. He's in the Pasha of not eating Nevela, me din Chinuch. Oh, because you think chinuch is darbanon? Is that what you're asking? Oh, you're asking very good. That's what I was going to get to. But that's not Yehuda's test. Mashen came to fill him. There's no din chinuch at that point when he's still cotton to give him. Let's first go through the Nebi Yehuda. So the Nebi Yehuda, we're going to get to this kasha soon. So the Nebi Yehuda wants to say, since there's a din chinuch, that makes the cotton in the pasha of Nevela, in the pasha of Shechita, and that's why he's able to shech. So, if he's there, Rabbi Yehuda wants to have two big chiddushim. His first chiddush is that when we know the Mishnah Chul and Daf Beis, it says V'chulin Sheshachta V'achem Reiner Son Shechitas Nakshayer. We know the Mishnah that cotton can't shecht as long as someone else watches him. It will be a dafka cotton shegir lechinach. Has to be dafka cotton shegir lechinach. That's a cotton who's able to shecht. But let's say a kid is that young, he's not even a gear lechinach. He's not able to understand at all. And somehow he would take a knife and somehow a small bird, he would shecht properly. It wouldn't be good. Because he'd be in the smite from the Zavachta Vachalta. He's not in the Pasha of the Zavachta Vachalta. The reason why, yeah, I think you missed the beginning. The reason why according to the Tosis and the Rush, the reason why the Mishnah says that Akam Shach Hashchas Nevela, the Goy Shechs, the Shechit is Pasal. And Tosis and the Rush learned because it's a Drush of the Zavachta Vachalta. Someone who's in the Pasha of Shechita and Nevela is in the Pasha to be able to Shech. From his Shechita, you're able to eat. Affecting the Behuda, why aren't we made a cotton from that? So this is the view of the Teretz, that the cotton is also in the Pasha of Nevela and Shechita, because he's in the Pasha of Chinuch. So the Behuda wants to say, Bechidish will come out, that only if he's in the Pasha of Chinuch, that's when he's able to, a cotton could shecht. But in a chanami, a cotton that's younger than that, not in the Pasha of Chinuch, he can't shecht. And then the Behuda wants to do this Moedig Chidish Benegei Al Halacha also. If you have a cotton Shegir in the Chinuch, for Tefillin, he'd be able to write Tefillin. Because the same way we're saying that if he's a gil in a chinuch, he's not in the smite from the pasha of Zvachta Vachata, the same thing, if he's a gil in a chinuch, he won't be in the smite, he won't be excluded from the pasha of Kshatim and Chasavtim, and he'll be able to write tefillin also. There's a man, and maybe Yehuda wants to ding zich on the Magen Avraham, and he'll come out and be kiveg also. Ben Yigimel Shana, someone who's 13, even if he didn't bring Beis Cyrus, but he's for sure be a chinuch. At that age, for sure, a 13-year-old boy, even we don't check him, even if he doesn't have a beard and he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, even for sure, if he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, but rather he's in the Pasha of Chinuch. And if he's in the Pasha of Chinuch, the main law is that maybe he wants to do it for Chiddush, he'll be a Bakshir. And he'll be able to write Tefillin also. It's not like the Magen Avraham. So Rav Yaakov was asking, this Achronim is this Kasha on Lady Behuda. Maybe you're saying Midin Chinuch is why he's called considered in the Pasha of Zavachta Vachat, he's in the Pasha of Nevela, and he wants to say a Chiddush, he's in the Pasha of Kshir also. But yes, the Achronim is a Kasha, the whole Din Chinuch Achor is also only the Rabbanon. The Din Chinuch, it's a Rambam in this Perek Zayim, Hilchos Machon Sasura, he brings down a Pasuk Gedivei Kabbalah. It's not a Pasuk Gedivei Din Chinuch Achor, Din Chinuch is also only the Rabbanon. So, what's the one that Yehuda himself said? If it's only a din d'rabbanan, that's not something the Torah recognizes, midaraisa. How could that make enough gemini in the drasha of zavach v'chalta or ukshat v'chasavtem? So I was thinking that, you know, even if you say chinuch is d'rabbanan, Abba Lamaisa, it's a svar also. Even if it's going down only from pasuk abonan, it's d'rabbanan, it's a svar also. You say b'chi chay v'chmana. When the Torah was given, it's understood that most people cannot just jump in the day they become a mitzvah into mitzvahs. They have to be mechunach. They're going to make mistakes. But chinuch is a svara that you have to be mechanach children so in order that when they become a mitzvah, they should continue doing the mitzvahs, not just going to start from scratch. It's a main lad, the Torah is also makia the din of chinuch, because b'hochi chayi v'chmona. And as the Torah is makia the din of chinuch, that's what Nedi B'Yehuda means. The Torah is also making them. That's why it's called the Bar Zvicha, and the Bar. That's what we call the Bar Kshir. That's what we recognize in the Chosam. I was thinking also, there's a Bavusta Machoikas Rashi and Tosis and Brachas Daf Memches. If the mitzvah chinuch is a mitzvah dafka on the Av or even on the Ben, Rashi says called mitzvah chinuch is a mitzvah on the Av. It's a mitzvah on the father. It's nothing to do with the child. It's mitzvah on the Av. To be mechanach the ben. Tosis is a chayla. Tosis says it's a mitzvah on the ben also. If he's able to, if he understands, he has a mitzvah to be mechanach also. This whole shtickle, Nadi Behuda, is a little more shtak according to Tosis. According to Rashi, the whole mitzvah is on the father, the whole mitzvah is on the father, it's so hard to understand why that would make him a bazvicha or a bakshir. It's not really his mitzvah. According to Tosis, if the mitzvah is on the ben, it's a little easier to understand. And the way we're saying, the Torah also understands that a kid should understand, if he's able to stop being mechanach himself, according to Tosis, to do chinuch on himself, so he should be ready when he's bar mitzvah. Next up, Seifa, in the Shuva Takei Sakasha, Nadi Behuda, he says, what do you do with a yasam, a boy that has no father? If the whole reason why you're saying he's a bazvicha and a bakshir is because of chinuch, what do you do with the Yosem who has no father? The Yosem has no father. He has not the Pasha of Chinuch either. See, so the fact is, you want to tell me that the Mishnah in Chulin that says Chulin Sheshach V'chei Marein Rasam is talking about Dafka Cotton who's not a Yosem? Cotton is a Yosem, it's not in the Geah? So Mishnah Shvet is it?
Well, that's
the Gemara of Cotton Echon Averis, Bezim Sulin Afishe. That we pass Ganat, there's not Mitzvah. And Rishonim says the famous text of Shonim.
So that's a lot, and that's Essex, two different things. Lafisha is one thing, and
that's. That would be maybe Mochama, Chinuch Hanesh, maybe Mochama, but.
No, I'm saying Bar Chinuch is. Mm-hmm. You're saying he's not Bar Chinuch because there's no father, Bar Chinuch has best.
This text is Shonim, the end of Yuma, the Nachainim moving down, the famous text of Shonim that says that Imoy is not Chayim Chinuch, where there's no father, the mother is not. I think some Rishonim Machaylik, but the text of Shonim says that. Okay, but that's the subsistence kasha. But the way we were saying with the Tosis and Brochus, then I think it's a little more like to say, according to Tosis and Brochus, according to Rashi, that says Mitzvah Chinuch is dafgan, the whole Mitzvah is on the Ab, that's the subsistence kasha. But if you hold the Mitzvah Chinuch the way Tosis says, it's on the Ben itself, Ken Zayn, there's a Mitzvah Chinuch on the Ben himself, even if there is no father, if he's not able to, he's a cotton, but if he's able to be mechanach himself, he has an inyan of chinuch. And that's what he recognizes, and that'll be the mitzvah, and that'll be why he's in the pasha of v'zvacht v'chalta, and then maybe his chiddush should be in the pasha of mishesh ne'mekshir, yesh ne'mekziva. A different kasha, there's a Mishnah in Gittin d'achav beizim beiz, the Mishnah says, hakuk shein lichtich is a get, afigun cheshet v'cotton. Everyone is kosher to try to get even the chershet of a cotton. So Tosis is a kasha over there, chavez and meveiz. In time of a rabban they krisis ninhu. For Tosis they're not and they krisis themselves. They're not the pasha of getting themselves. This is not such a clear drasha, but Tosis seems to hold that since we're talking about in the whole pasha of getting talks about krisis, Tosis seems to make his own drasha that mishyeshne be krisis yeshne beksivis getting. So Tosis asks, if he's not a bar krisis, he's not the whole pasha of gittin, how could he write a get? So Tosis answers, v'yashleim edach shivi b'nei krisis, ho v'im higdol kotten v'nishtaf ha-shayta v'nei krisis. A cheshed can also called bakrisis. Since lamaisa, when they grow up, they'll be in the pasha. That's called, that means even now they're considered in the pasha. And a cheshed shait also, since if, when they'll get healthy, if they get healthy, they're bnei krisis, therefore they're also called in the pasha. Why don't we say in Agamar also? Why is it going to say kshatim chsaftim that a cotton is not called a bakshira? Why don't we just say hoyol v'mehigdol cotton? He'll be a bakshira. That should be enough. I don't really have a good test to this, but if you learn the tesis, it is mash, but tesis doesn't really hold by the teretz, because tesis afterwards is a different. It's a different cash. Tesis afterwards is a different teretz. That only halachas in Gittin that you need a shliach, that you need shlichus, that you need to be a shliach, that's where you have to be a bakrisus. But for mashal to give the get, you need shlichus to give the get, but that you have to be a bakrisus. But to write a get, like tosis, you don't need shlichus. That's this tosis shita, dafchuch beiz on beiz. There's a tosis somewhere else in Gittin, daftesam on beiz, that holds you do need shlichus. The sefer that writes the get, does he have to be a shliach of the husband? That seems to be machlekes these two terutzim. Because the Torah says v'kasav nasala, right? So the Torah says tefteslins, the husband has to write it, and if he makes a soif, he has to be a shliach. Like everything is shulchan shem gemaisei. But this Torah of beis manbeis is chayil. This says his holes. No, it's v'kasav. Anyone can write it. The husband has to give it, but anyone can write it. You don't need shlichus, and since you don't need shlichus, you don't need a bar krisus. And back is, so according to that end of Tosis, we talk about this whole drasha, so that'll be a Tosis discussion. And that maybe Tosis was going, we don't need this whole svara of the pigdol cotton. Let's see. Just wanted to say, last week we mentioned the Magen Avraham. Again, the Magen Avraham learns the Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida said that Chazaka de Rava, that cotton shagil chal shneiser, the Gemara talks about ketana. Ketana shagil chal shneiser, a ketana that reaches 12 years old, chazaka shehaviyah semenah. It's a chazaka that she brought a semanim, that she's a gedayla. And the Gemara says over there that this, we're only semech on this chazaka de Rava, benegeya miyun, not benegeya chalitza. We spoke this week that all chazakas are deraisa, and we always semech on all chazakas for everything. But this chazaka de Rava, we're not semech on for everything. We said over the Prima Gadim's reasons why this Chazaka de Rav is a little bit different, a little bit shvacher maybe, and that's why we're not semich on this Chazaka de Rav for everything. And the Gemara says we're semich on it for me and not for chalitza. So we said over the Magen Avraham learns, what's the chalitza between me and chalitza? The Magen Avraham learns, the chalitza is that me is the Rabbana and the chalitza is the Raisa. And we're only semich on Chazaka de Rav, then the Gia de Rabbana is not the Gia de Raisa. The Prima Gadim's a little bit different, that we're only semich on Chazaka de Rav where there's no Cheskas Issa. By me and there's no Cheskas Issa, that's why we rely on Chazaka de Rav. Mashen Chalitza, this is Cheskas Issa, we don't rely on Chazaka de Rav. So someone here asked, maybe it was you, Yaakov, someone here asked, why don't we learn the Gemara more Poshet, that we're only semich on Chazaka de Rav L'chumra, not L'kula. For me, and it's L'chumra. For Chalitza, it's L'chumra, right? That she cannot be Mayan. For Chalitza, we want it would be a kula. You want to be semich on Chazaka de Rav to be Mati with Chalitza. Maybe only semich on Chazaka de Rav L'chumra, not L'kula. Why does the Magen Avraham make the chiluk between the Raisa and the Rabbanan? Why does the Kivegan learn the Gemara the chiluk is of Cheskes and Achaskes? And that's very partial. The Gemara is only in Chumra, not in Kula. So we asked this kasha this week. I said we were going to answer it, and we didn't get around to answering it. I just want to tell you what I think the teretz is. One teretz could be, because if you would say that's the klal, what the Gemara is saying, it's we only use it L'chumra, not L'kula, then you cannot be Semach HaChazaka D'Rava to be Mestar for cotton for a minion, to have him down for the Yomid. And that's the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. We learned last week, Simon and Hey, there are more paskins that you could be Semach HaChazaka D'Rava. A boy reaches 13, you can send him up to Daven for the Yomid, he can be part of a minion. So you say, I, that's the Kula. So obviously, that's not together. Obviously, we are Semach HaChazaka D'Rava, even for a Kula. And the chiluk will have to be one of the other chalukim. Either the chiluk between the Raisa Rabbanan or the chiluk of Cheskes Issa. Another teretz I was thinking is that a mien is lav dafka always a chumra. It could be a kula also. Let's say the ketan, the girl, when she reaches 12 years old, is mamayin, and then she's makabel her kedushin from someone else. So we're saying chazaka derava, we rely on chazaka derava for mien, that the mien is not a good mien, and she remains mekadeshes to the first one, and the second kedushin is not kedushin. So that would be a kula, b'negia that. to say the second condition would be a kumla. So vice versa, that the gather here is not the chum between the chum and the kumla, it has to be something else, and that's where the Magen Avraham had to come up with his chiluk of the rice and the rabbanon, and the kiva came said his chiluk between chesed and chesed hetter. Just to end off with the kutzavad and the sedra, that's coming week. The Gemara says, then the Makis, the pasuk says in Tehillim, le'rogal l'sheinai. When the grace of my angus is, le'rogal l'sheinai, not to say sheka, to speak emes. The Gemara says, le'rogal l'sheinai, zei Yaakov Avinu. This goes on Yaakov Avinu, the chsiv, who was on that madrega completely? Yaakov Avinu, the chsiv, uli y'mesheni avi v'yisi be'enu k'mateya. Yaakov Avinu was afraid that his father would touch him and realize he's fooling him. Chayez him was a pella. Rather, Yaakov Avinu was nish emes. But we do you see from that pasuk that Yaakov Avinu was nish emes? That pasuk is the maisa where Rivka Imenu sent Yaakov that Yitzchak Avinu wanted to give the brachas to Esav, and Rivka Imenu told Yaakov, "You go in, machzach hazavi Esav, bring the food, wear Esav's clothing, act as hazavi Esav, and you get the brachas." And Yaakov was afraid he would get caught. His father would touch him, would feel him. Esav was a ish seya, was hairy. Yaakov was ish chalak, was the not so much here. And his father would have the mistake. Where do you see from there? Yaakov was in Shemesh, Faket. All you see from there was Yaakov didn't want to get caught. Achay Sapella. So the Meritz Chiyas, Meritz Chiyas in the end of Makis, he has this kasha, B'Shem Chochem Echad, he says a half of the Geteretz. He says like this. He says that in the Torah, in the word maybe, we find two words that mean the same thing, pen v'ulai. Pen and ulai both mean maybe. In Lashon HaKodesh, these two words mean the same thing. Pen means maybe and ulai means maybe, but there's a chilek. Pen means maybe in a negative way, that maybe, and you're hoping it won't happen. Ulai means maybe in a more positive way, that you're hoping it will happen. Pen is a loisasei. When you say pen, it means maybe something will happen, and you're hoping it won't happen. So, fact is, the mitzchiyus b'shem chacham echad. When Yaakov Avinu said umli yimisheni avi, he should have said pen yimisheni avi. Maybe my father will touch me, but he should be hoping it won't happen. Why did he say umli yimisheni avi? Like he was hoping it would happen. Zokta mitzchiyus b'shem chacham echad. The demus is Yaakov Avinu had a mitzvah over here to do this because it was a nevuah. He brings down, the pasuk says, when that Rivka Imenu answered Yaakov, your call will be on me. What does that mean? What makes Rivka the Baal Basad on callless? If Yitzchak Avinu would curse him, how could she say the call will go on me? If you would curse Yaakov, what does that mean, the call will go on me? Teretz's Rashi brings down, Tagamunklis teaches, Eli Yisama bin Nevuah, v'leyesu nevatya alach bri. Merdeka Tagamunklis. Lomi Tagamunklis is very literal. Tagamunklis, he changes these words completely. He says, Alaikhleshav means, on me you should rely that I had a Nevuah, that you should do this, and according to my Nevuah, the Klonga will not happen. That's what she was saying to him. As a Mela, Yaakov Avinu, when he went in to do this whole Ramiya, this whole trickery, it was a mitzvah, it was a Nevuah. Rivka Avinu was one of the Nevias. And he had a nevuah from a neviyah who told him from the Bnei Hashem he should go in and do this. So he had a mitzvah to do it. That's how Tagam teaches it. You can rely on me. There was a nevuah, and therefore you won't have a kala. You won't have a kala. That's what's not that. So that's it. But Yaakov Avinu was an ish emes, and an ish emes cannot be soivel sheker in any form way, even for a mitzvah. And he was hoping, he had to do the mitzvah, he had to be mekayim the nevuah. But Yaakov Avinu was hoping to do both, to be mekayim the mitzvah, do the nevuah, do everything his mother told him, he was hoping to get caught. He was hoping that Yitzchak Avinu would catch him, and the emes should come out. Ish emes just can't take it. So he said, okay, I'll do it, but ulai, I hope, maybe, that his father will touch him, and he will get caught. That's the ulai. He's talking about, is a man, he's like, Mitzchi, is that's Pshan Skumara. Le'yoga l'shaynai, ze Yaakov Avinu, d'chsiv ulai m'sheni avi. What's the joshua? The joshua is because he said ulai, that he was hoping, you see, was that ish emes. We find Yaakov Avinu was an ish emes, another it was Masamol, the meat is emes, and other pasuk and pasuk is a micha, famous pasuk, titin emes Yaakov. There's the pasuk, and this week's said also says, Yaakov ishtam yeshev oyalim. Ishtam, Rashi zogt, Kaliba came piv. That everything he came piv means he didn't even know how to lie. Whatever was in his heart came out of his mouth. He didn't even know how to lie. He was a complete Hashemis. Yeshiv Olim, Rashi teaches only Hashem, only Sha'eva. The Yaakov said in Beis Medrash, he was a semel of Talmud Torah. In this pasuk, we see these things go together. In this time, Yeshiv Olim, today to learn Torah, Daf Mahab and Emes, Midas Emes. Pikish Emes, Mekamatayim, Torah and Emes goes together. On Emes, Kamisham and Katerah.